This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, October 26. Well, fairly quiet day yesterday in the cattle, which was nice to see, at least finding some stability for these last couple days after a significant washout to the downside. 2 days ago, we saw the market continue down slightly and then kind of snap back. Pretty volatile trade, and then we closed slightly higher. Yesterday, the market was trading an inside day toward the top end of that previous day's range. So we're not really finding a direction, which is probably a win considering the pressure that this market's been under over the last week or so. But we, you know, typically when cattle get a wave to the downside, once it's done, it snaps back pretty fast. Well, we're not really doing that. It is good to see stability here and the slide stop, but you need to see this market snap back and at least get back up to the breakout point, which is a few bucks above us, or you're probably going to see another wave of selling coming. So that's, you know, the good news is that the market has stabilized and it's not seeing the, you know, just the persistent selling, but typically you want to see it quickly come back, and it's not really doing that. In the cash trade yesterday, fairly quiet so far. Box beef values were mixed. Choice was up $1.52 at 308. Select down 234 at 282. So the spread gained to 384. We're back up to 2584. Movement was a pretty healthy 141 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 377, which is equal to the week prior, and still down 8,000 from a year ago. In the feeder cattle index, yesterday's number came in at 237.44 on very light volume. 7-day average was down 49 cents. We're sitting at 241.63. So those daily reports, the last few days, are still below where the average is, so we're probably going to see a bit of a drag there here over the next few days. Is the running average is not going to be able to snap back very well when you've got your daily numbers continuing to come in lower than that average. But again, yesterday was very light volume. The day before was pretty light volume, so it is a weighted average. And therefore, you know, those negative numbers, yes, they'll be pulling it down slightly, but not nearly as aggressively had there been a lot of volume to those numbers. So again, moving forward, I think for cattle, you want to see it snap back. You want to see those buyers step in here, and that really has not happened. The market is stable, but my fear is that if you get another day like this where it's just nothing, then you still got a little bit more to do on the downside before you really wash out this market and establish a longer-term low. So we'll see what today's action is. I think it's important. Yesterday was important. We were stable, but the buyers are not feeling very confident in this market, obviously, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.